This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour. Now it's time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and cohorts who are here from all over the country. Victoria Keelan is in New York City. Rich McFadden is down in Washington. Joe Crummy is out in Los Angeles. And John Harper, who runs our affiliate WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, is here, a frequent contributor, because, frankly, John and I are friends, and I give preference to my friends. How's that? That puts it right on the line, John, right? That's why you're here. Not because you're a great broadcaster, but because we're friends.
Well, I like that. That's better than being a great broadcaster. Friends come first.
Well, thank you. It is. I think you and I have been friends for, God, I don't know how long. I don't even remember.
At least 25 years, if not more.
Since you started carrying this program. Isn't that amazing? How long have you owned that station?
We're now into our 26th year.
26 years of owning. And you made it as one. This is something that's very unusual. I'll take a quick aside before we get into some of the issues of the week. John's one of the few success stories. It used to be that there were a lot of people, families that would own a station or two, and they'd be able to survive and actually thrive and do well in that era of radio, the era that you and I grew up in, actually, John. That changed with deregulation in the 90s and people buying hundreds and thousands of radio stations and all of them competing with you in your marketplace, trying to put you out of business. But because you have the same sort of stick-to-itiveness that I do, people have been trying to put me out of business and get this program off the air for years. But it's because I found people like you who are like-minded that would carry the program and see the value of it. And so that's why I'm thankful that 25 years is a heck of a long time to be carrying one program. And so let's deal with the things that you have had to. You look back over the 25 years you've owned that radio station. What has been more problematic than the annual rush to protect and cover everything because here's this year's hurricane? Because you're basically right on the coast. The Space Coast, your transmitter is there, the studio facilities are there. Now you have transmitters up and down the coast. Is there anybody more at peril than somebody like you who's right there?
No, Doug, and thanks for having me on here today. First of all, where I sit at the moment, I'm on Cocoa Beach, and I am literally about 1,500 feet, 2,000 feet away from the ocean. If people are familiar, your listeners, with Cocoa Beach, if they have vacationed here, I am literally right next door to the Ron John World Headquarters building. So that's a big surf company here.
That is a landmark. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where I sit. And the preparations all this week, this past week, have been pretty smooth for the most part. I think people here on the Space Coast and along many of the coastal areas here in Florida, we've had many near threats over the past several years, if not some direct hits. Just last year with Hurricane Matthew, that was supposed to be a direct hit here on the Space Coast and ended up causing havoc in the St. Augustine area and a little bit above that between there and Jacksonville. So I think people are taking this hurricane very, very seriously. Of course, they've been witnessing over the past couple of weeks now what has transpired in Texas with the flooding and everything associated with the hurricane there that hit 2 weeks ago. So they're taking this one seriously, and I think people, for the most part, are prepared for it.
All right. So as a broadcaster, you're trying to help people with alternatives or suggestions or what do you do if. My understanding is the roadways are jammed. The interstate, you're not far off of Interstate 95, and you're certainly right there on the intercoastal, which is Route 1. people heading north. I understand there's not a lot of gasoline. You can't find a hotel. So what do people do, and are they calling into your station? Because you have several times during the day when you take calls from listeners, are you getting stories from people that are akin to what I just said about gasoline and traveling and, excuse me, that sort of thing?
Sure, absolutely, Doug. And some of the stories we've heard have been horrific as far as the long lines of people waiting to get gas. Well, for example, earlier this week, yours truly, I spent 4 hours waiting to get 10 sandbags. I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
They ran out of sand almost as I got to the end of the line. And I thought, well, great, this is moving along nicely. I wasn't even able to clean out my ashtray. It kept moving along so nicely. And then they ran out of sand, and that took almost an hour and a half to replenish. So there have been long lines. Of course, water has disappeared, bottled water, every type of bottled whatever you want to get is off the store shelves, and people have been buying up all of that. Gas stations, many ran out of gas earlier this week. Gas has been available in the area. You have to hunt around a little bit, but it has been available. The Florida Highway Patrol has been keeping the peace with the gas stations. They have, so to speak, been watching over the gas stations and making sure nothing weird goes on. And people have been limited at this point to just filling up their cars with gas and not extra gas cans because gas is so limited at the moment. But there has been enough gas to get out of the area. You mentioned where people are evacuating to. Hotels have been filled up here in this area since earlier this week. And that's caused a major problem. So as people head on out on I-95, the Florida Turnpike, however they're getting out of here, US 1, everybody for the most part traveling north into Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, a lot of people going to North Carolina, and wherever they can get out of the path of this particular hurricane, that's where they want to go.
All right. After we pause for a couple of announcements, I want to have you help us understand, because you're right up the street, literally, from the Kennedy Space Center. How do they buckle down for something like this? And then you're only about, 40 miles from Disney World, so how do they prepare? The focus is on what's going on with Hurricane Irma and the aftermath of Harvey, the number two item this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder, more than anything else, about how to deal with pillows that are worn out. And when I say worn out, you're, according to all kinds of lists and experts, I'm told, and I say this on the air all the time, you're supposed to toss your pillows every year and get new ones, because mites and really unspeakable things get into the pillows, and then those things crawl around the pillow. They crawl into your nose and your mouth and your ears, and yuck.
I have breakfast here. Come on.
So, yeah. So, take my advice, actually the advice of anybody who's got any common sense, throw those old pillows out and get new MyPillows. MyPillow, the standard now of the industry. Everybody knows about MyPillow, and most everybody has bought one or two or three or four, and now you can get four for the price of two using a special code at MyPillow.com. You use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com to save 50% on two premium pillows and two travel pillows. Certainly need those if you're traveling to escape the hurricane. So make sure you're prepared. This is patented adjustable fill, which is unlike. I saw a video this week, Richie, of some of these pillows that are made in the Orient, made in China, that are filled with garbage, literally.
Yeah.
The stuff.
Can you imagine what what these Chinese pillows are stuffed
with? Oh, my God. Just junk. These pillows, the My Pillows, are made in America, in Minnesota. So get something American made, as 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Get My Pillows. Get your pillows from My Pillow. Two premium pillows, two travel pillows. Right now, 50% off the four-pack. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the deal.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Did you know that statistics show 1 in 5 female students will most likely be assaulted during their college career? That's why it's so important, if you have a college student who's going to be returning to school, they're significantly prepared and are safe by carrying a Tiger Lady. Tiger Lady is the revolutionary defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, a cat's retractable claws. Tiger Lady is easy to use, lightweight, and designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady fits in your hand, and when you make a fist, claws come out just like you are a Wolverine. Tiger Lady requires no training, is safe to carry, legal in all 50 states. Make sure your student packs the one essential item for safety when returning to school this year, a Tiger Lady. Get Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com. For a limited time, get a pack of 4 at a savings of over 15%. Use code DJV for an additional 15% off by going to TigerLady.com using the code DJV. 18 past the hour as we review what's going on. This is the story, and I'm not sure that we need to spend too much more time. I mean, I'll give you a rundown in a little bit of the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine. But the hurricanes and the aftermath and what's happening and how people are preparing. John Harper is here from WMEL. His brother is actively working in the station, as I recall, and your lady friend. So most everybody in your family is actually in the station with you during the storm, right? Or did you send them away?
They are at the radio station, and along with Melvin and Rocky, the two cats. Radio station cats, and my cat, Panther, she's with me as well.
Yeah, because Panther attacked me once when I was down there. When you and McFadden pulled that fast one on me on April Fool's, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
Greatest practical joke I've ever pulled off, John and I together. Partners
yeah,
in crime.
That was good.
And go down in the memory. All right, anyway, but we need to stick to the hurricane cruise ships and all of the, again, you're at the epicenter of all this activity, the Kennedy Space Center, Disney World, the cruise ships come out of Port Canaveral. Do they stop? Are they gone? What are they doing to get away from the storm?
It's interesting what the cruise line industry is doing. The Disney cruise ships, along with Carnival and Norwegian cruise lines, they all come out of Port Canaveral, and the weekend is their busiest time, in which on Sundays they launch, I believe, over 5 different ships out of here, carrying over 2,000 people on each of those ships. So yeah, what they're doing, the cruise lines have, in reality, they're losing money on this hurricane, and they have come back to Port Canaveral earlier this week and had the passengers leave the ships, and they've taken the ships out into the Atlantic and to an area where they know there's a high pressure system, and they've kind of just parked out there, and they're waiting for everything to clear here to come back into port.
And you won't find an airplane on the ground at any airport in South Florida until probably Tuesday. They're just all, everybody's out, gone, finished with, you know, they take them out of there and they use them or they park them. John
right.
Harper and the rest of the gang, as we continue here, we'll have more Q&A with John on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Let me just go through the charts so you know what happened more or less for the past week. We get September 4th to the 8th, and then we get back to John Harper, who runs WMEL, an affiliate of this program. He and his staff preparing and working through many times this same saga. So we're getting general information about how it feels to be in Florida, especially on the coast of Florida during all these hurricanes. Number 10 this week on the story front, beginning of the NFL season, first games of the season this weekend, and blah, blah, blah. Major League Baseball, and I really mean that, blah, blah, blah. There's a report. Number 9 this week, focusing on concussions yet again, and advice from several sources not to let your children play football if they're in high school, maybe even in college or younger. Number 8, that nurse's situation in Salt Lake City, my God, the Menendez trial doesn't deserve much time on its own. That's number 7. The Russians and Trump and what did he say, Victoria, this week? He's not my brother or something. He's not my bride. Not my bride. That was it. Yeah. Not my bride. And that gives us a little more fuel for wondering about his sexual preferences. That is not Trump's, Puke and Putin. All right. The repeal of DACA. I don't really even know. It looks to me like the word repeal is being used. But it looks like with a lot of other things with Trump, throwing it against the wall to see if it can be made better. Am I reading it
wrong? Well, that was the original intent when Obama created it. He even said this is a temporary stopgap until we can create a better situation.
Right.
It was not to be permanent at all. It was not the last
now. He called upon Congress, do your job. And here it is, what, 5, 6, 7 years later, and they're still not doing their job.
No, they don't do their job, period.
No, they're awful.
All right. Number 4, the Hillary book. And was that on the air or off the air? We were talking about Bernie Sanders being on. That was off the air.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is having some fun going through his record at the expense of Mrs. Clinton. He's been on some of the late night shows and get interviewed because Mrs. Clinton says that he stole all of her ideas. We're putting money on it being the other way around because the Clintons are great at stealing everybody else's ideas.
Just ask Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so number 3 is North Korea. Why in the world that guy hasn't been stepped on is beyond me at this point. The hurricane's number two, and the deal with the Democrats for funding for an uplift. The deficit is beyond control. The borrowing is beyond control. But because there's so much damage, I guess it's sort of tied together. It could be $300 billion worth of damage at the end of the day from the hurricane in Texas, and the government will only be responsible, and this is a big number, left for about $100 billion. Insurance companies got to step in. People, you know, all kinds of, there will be all kinds of things that'll be used to try to rebuild that area. So, coming back around, John Harper from WMEL is here. Spend 30 seconds talking about how many times things along the Space Coast in your history have had to be rebuilt after hurricanes.
It, in some respects, Doug, has not been as many as you would think, because the original construction has been pretty solid. And ever since Hurricane Andrew, the new building techniques have gone into place, and therefore they are able to withstand storms that, for the most part, we've had up to now. There's always roof damage. That's a given. And there's some flood damage. But as far as structural damage, it has not been too bad over the past many years, again, due to that Hurricane Andrew construction that goes into every building now.
Yeah, that was back in the 80s, if I remember correctly. All right, we continue straight ahead here. This is The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to introduce you.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They have Talkers.com, has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of things. I think we do... Richie, you'll have to come to my inn. And Victoria,
what's that?
We're doing a lot of new podcasts that are cool from blogtalkradio.com. You can get stories about health at Good Day Health, /Good Day Health, blogtalkradio, /Good Day Health. Or it's actually blogtalkradio.com, /Good Day Health, and /Your Hidden Power, /American Family Farmer.
Just search Doug Steffen.
Just search Doug Steffen. Are we doing a podcast of the countdown?
Yes.
I've forgotten whether we are going to do that. We are, right? blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. So you'll hear the stories and a review, some of the things that we say about these from our perspective of listening to people and talking about them ourselves with our own values. Speaking of people, the list of people that we're discussing, and all the folks are here, Joe Crummy as usual, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and John Harper, who runs WMEL, who I like to have on this program from time to time, especially pertinent this week because of the hurricane and how it's impacting the Florida coast where he is. We'll get back to that in more detail in a second. But the list of people here, number 10 is Alex Wubble, number 9, Barack Obama, number 8, Robert Menendez, 7 is Bernie Sanders, 6 is Hillary, Vladimir Putin is 5, Kim Jong-un is 4, Paul Ryan is 3, Charles Schumer and the Democratic leadership, basically, number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. We're staying away from a lot of the political discussion this week because it takes a backseat, other than perhaps the deal that was made with the Democrats to extend the borrowing power of the government because need money to take care of all the devastation from Hurricane Irma, well, Irma and Harvey, and whatever else is coming along. Jose is coming along, so who knows what that's going to
amount Trump won't to. Let Jose in, don't worry.
Oh,
well, that's very funny. Why are we calling it Jose, first of all? It should be Joe. We're speaking, we have Harvey, we have Irma.
It should be Joe.
Being politically
and
correct.
And if Jose's coming.
Exactly. Well, what is
coming.
That about? I want to complain to somebody. What's up?
I had two guys who used to work on the farm. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's where I got that from. Jose. It's your Jose.
Really? One was Jose.
They're both Jose.
So is B. Right. All right. So anyway, I think the thing that's on most people's mind, frankly, the ancillary conversation about the hurricanes and what they are doing, the fires up in Montana. We have three or four states in Montana. 800,000 acres burned up there. The Northwest Pacific has had fires. California's had fires.
Earthquakes in Mexico.
Earthquakes, tsunamis, the sunspots. Are we going to hell? Is it over? And, you know, I mean, that has to be for clever, creative people to discuss, other than just talking about the whys and the whats and the wherefores. But there's something energetically that people want to talk about. They want to get it off their chest. And one wonders, global warming and the stuff about that. When you think about this, John Harper, philosophically, you've been through this. You've heard it from a lot of people that listen. You have a very active listenership. You have newsletters that go to your listeners, and it's a community. So it's almost like when you get together, you have your parties. It's almost like a religious experience. You know your listeners, and they know each other. What do they, when you get them together, what do they say about stuff like this that's not superficial, that's more sort of at the root
existential
of it all? Yeah, existential is a good word, Joe.
There you go.
John?
Well, I think, gentlemen and Victoria, when such a magnitude of a hurricane comes through, such as the one that we're dealing with, it certainly brings the community together. Our radio community is, as you mentioned, Doug, a very tight one. The people respond to things that we do very well. Everybody feels connected. And I think even following 9/11, I should say, in which the entire country came together, these hurricanes actually bring people together, and for the most part, it creates some camaraderie between neighbors who normally don't talk to one another unless there's something knocking at the door of this magnitude.
Well,
so true, yeah.
We've become radio, the vox populi of talk radio has become the community connector. It's become, over the years since the 60s, when it really got fired up and into the 70s and 80s, became the place where people could go. The community was there because we become more separate. We don't know our next-door neighbors, but yet we feel like we know our neighbors that we hear on some of the local shows, on some of the local stations. I think that's the point you're making, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Doug. That is correct. And again, it's almost, if this isn't too weird to follow, it's almost refreshing not having to deal with politics. Who's right, who's wrong, Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever. And it's nice when we're all focused on the same thing. It knows no religion. It knows no politics. It just knows that it's blowing through, and this particular hurricane
gonna get
is going to be more disruptive than Andrew.
And John, well, can I ask a question, John? Excuse me. How seriously, though, and I don't mean to be cavalier about this, are people taking it? Because you guys have been through this before. There are false alarms, et cetera. We can tell you're not going anywhere. You're not going to turn the station off. You're not leaving. So it isn't existential, is it? I mean, you think, oh, it's a hurricane, I'll ride it out. How many people are saying that?
Joe, good question, good comment. No one is saying that. There have been, over the years, hurricanes that have come through. People haven't taken evacuations seriously. They've not taken precautions of storing water and non-perishable. This one, I've noticed, far in advance of this storm approaching, people are taking this one very, very seriously.
You can't find a sheet of plywood within 100 miles of where you are.
That's correct.
You can't. They sold, Home Depot alone, sold 900,000 sheets of 4x8 plywood in the last week.
So let's look at that. If we're going to find a silver lining, look at what Home Depot is experiencing right now.
Great business.
Look at Houston and the money that's about to get dumped into rebuilding the infrastructure of that major city.
So,
I mean, look at the business and the money that will be made over the next decade to two decades.
It'd be great for the
It's great, but look at the money that's being borrowed to finance it all, though. I mean, that's the other side. That's the politics.
A lot of the money's coming from donations. I mean, there's so much money that gets poured. I mean, look at the Red Cross. They can't spend all the money that people give.
They're the last ones you want to give.
Well, that's awesome. That's all good, but all right, you're talking about all.
Let me pursue that just for one more step, if I may. The flood insurance program that is part of what the feds offer, and how many people have taken advantage of it? I think you and the area that you're in has seen more of this action than any other place. Do the feds now say you're on your own when it comes to flood insurance? If you've got a house out on the beach and it gets blown away, you're on your own. Is that something that people think about or anymore? You don't see. There's still, if you can find a place on the beach where you are that's a self-standing home for less than $1 million, good luck to you.
Well, that's very true. But since last year when we had the near miss with Hurricane Matthew, people are taking the insurance very seriously, and insurance companies have been writing insurance up until in this area up until I believe about 2 weeks ago when they were required to stop writing. But insurance has been changing over the years. People take that seriously. People, as I said, take the evacuation seriously. And one other thing, gentlemen and lady, something that people also don't realize. You talked, Doug, about all the millions of dollars that are coming into Texas to help rebuild. Well, there are so many different types of businesses, many times you don't even think about. As I drove out this morning to get a cup of coffee, I was thinking people who are in the backyard fence business are going to be going crazy with new fences that are going to have to be erected. Fences are the first thing to go here.
Hey, the guy that owns the blue tarp booth on the corner, he's going to be getting rid.
That's Home Depot again, but
You name it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Doug, back to your thing on the FEMA. FEMA has said that that flood insurance rates or policies have dropped 15%. 15% of people have dropped their policies in the last 5 years in the state of Florida. The state of Florida has, are you ready for this? 38 coastal counties and 2.5 million homes in hazard zones.
That's what I think is going to happen, is that the average guy says, you know what, if I get flooded, everybody else gets flooded, and the feds can't let us all go literally underwater, and they'll kick in with more dollars. That's what I think people think.
That may be what they think.
Only 42% of those homes are covered under insurance.
Is Mar-a-Lago covered?
Mar-a-Lago.
Well, that's covered.
I bet that's self-insured, I'm going to bet.
I read that Broward County, is the number of people with flood insurance is only at 13%. I don't know if I have that right, but that's what I read yesterday.
Well,
I've not heard that. I don't know.
You got Miami, Broward, Palm Beach County. You're in Indian River County, aren't you? John?
No, we're in Brevard County.
Brevard, okay. Yeah. So, it's Vero Beach that's in Indian.
Indian River is a Vero Beach,
Yeah, right. All right, we'll pause for a moment. A couple of more items of interest here. I thought it was interesting as a sideline. Southwest flew a plane load of animals out of Houston. They didn't have any people on the plane. Did you see that?
That's great.
One wonders if the same sort of thing will happen. They just loaded up a plane. Yeah, with animals that had no... These are all animals that are lost, and there are like hundreds, thousands of them. So they just put them all on a plane, and they flew them
where?
To, I think, Memphis or Nashville or someplace like that. God knows where they'll end up. But
did they have them seat-belted? They're just running around the cabin?
Around the cabin. That's kind of... I hope somebody's got some video of that.
We have a caller calling in. Called me an idiot for saying Jose and Jose B. So I apologize to all the Jose B's out there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Get a life.
If the hippie liberal laughed at that joke, Rich, I think you're fine.
46 past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. With an official overview of the charts for the week of September 4th to the 8th, that's my job to sort of keep things into perspective because there are a lot of things going on and they get into our discussions the controlled mayhem of the conversation, of course, the conversation here sometimes overshadows the list itself, which this week includes at number 10, beginning of the NFL season, and the president's appearing in a PSA spot during the broadcast asking for help for the victims of the hurricanes. Thought that was kind of cool. Number 9, baseball action, the Red Sox cheating, the Utah nurse arrest at number 8, the Menendez trial number 7, Trump and the Russians number 6, repeal of the DACA agreement number 5, Hillary Clinton's book is 4, North Korea's 3, the hurricanes 2, and the Trump deal with the Democrats. Number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Review.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
On many college campuses today, activists insist on safe zones where nobody hears ideas that might offend them. Administrators control speech and publish handbooks advising faculty and students what they can and cannot say. They ought to look through the lens of liberty first and understand that freedom of speech is one of our first rights under the Constitution. If everyone agreed on every issue and nobody ever said anything offensive, we wouldn't need the First Amendment. We need it to protect speech with which we may not agree and to protect our right to express our opinions, whether they're popular or not. When you're only exposed to one side of an issue, you're being brainwashed, not educated. That is counter to the very purpose of our universities and should offend everyone.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
People, if we didn't have people to talk about, where would we be? We'd be in trouble. So there's a list that goes on Talkers Magazine for stories, and there's a list of the people, and many of them are ancillary to the discussions of the stories. Alex Wobbles is number 10. Barack Obama, number 9 on the people list this week. Robert Menendez is number 8. Bernie Sanders and his comments about Hillary Clinton's book. Hillary Clinton is number 6. Bad Vlad, Mr. Pukin Putin, number 5. Kim Jong-un is 4. Paul Ryan is 3. Interesting how the politicians always seem to make it into the top of the list, right? The Democrat leadership, Schumer on the Senate side, Pelosi on the House side, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1, as you might expect. That's the overview, the hot hits, and the people making for great discussion this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The last item of interest here, sheriff's departments are checking for warrants at hurricane shelters in Florida. So what do you think, John? How much of that is getting any attention?
Virtually nothing. Not here. People aren't talking about that. They're just talking about trying to be safe and secure during the storm.
Yeah. The Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said in a Facebook post, "We have a legal obligation to take a person into custody. That's what the law dictates. That's why they're going to be checking the shelters to make sure there's nobody in there that will endanger the lives of others." So they took that. Apparently, law enforcement did the same thing in Hurricane Harvey's case in Texas as well. And at that time, all of these shelters were loaded with ICE people trying to find undocumented
Yeah, I heard Trump is going to round up the DACA people.
There's a side story. There are so many side stories.
Yeah.
John, good luck. John Harper from WMEL, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A reminder, this is a time when we review things, because lots of things have happened this past week. And among the things that are foremost on our minds are things that come from the world of technology. So I have Victoria Keelan here to go through the top five items from the world of technology this past week. So let's get right to it, counting down from number five to number one, apps. And we have a lot of focus on doctors and medicine, certainly on this program, and it's appropriate to sort of ring that together for this story, Victoria.
Yes. Well, technology and health are really becoming a very symbiotic relationship. And ChemoWave is a new app that's giving chemotherapy patients and their doctors more insight on treatment plans, side effects, and their mental health as they go through the process of trying to beat cancer. So the app actually is designed to help track a variety of vital data, symptoms, exercise, water intake, medications, side effects, things like that. And mental health is something that a lot of doctors are now talking about a lot more with cancer patients than they ever have in the past. And because a lot of cancer patients suffer from depression, and so these are things that this app tracks. And one of the cool things about this is that a recent study in the Journal of American Medicine found that there's a 21% increase in survival time for patients who tracked and reported their symptoms. So this app, ChemoWave, is making it a lot easier for cancer patients to communicate better with their doctors, keep their doctors apprised of everything they're going through, and it's helping with a survival time.
Number four on our countdown to number one in Tech Talk, plural singular, Instagram or Instagram items. This is not good news for people who use Instagram.
No, not good news at all. Instagram found that they had a major data breach. They're still not clear just how many people are affected, but they know it's in the millions. And it started right before the long weekend, and of course, no one was really paying attention. But Selena Gomez, who was one of the most followed people on Instagram, fans did notice that she had, on her Instagram page, posted there were some pictures of her ex, Justin Bieber. And so everyone figured that that wasn't right, and it turns out she was hacked. And then Ariana Grande Grande and Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer star, they were also hacked. And so that set off the alarm bells. And now apparently a lot of this data, email addresses, some credit card information, things like that, have been stolen and are for sale now on the dark web. So Instagram is trying to plug up all the holes, but it's not great news. Once that information is out there, there's really not a lot you can do with it to get it back.
Number three, counting down toward number one, some good news for those of you who are trying to enhance your memory.
That's true. A new study conducted out of Carnegie Mellon University found that turning off the notifications on your smartphone for 24 hours leads to improved concentration and decreased overall stress levels. So it turns out that if you can actually put your phone aside, put it on airplane mode for a full 24 hours, this is a challenge to a lot of people, I know, but if you can do it, they found that immediately your memory and the cognition, I mean, there's so many things that people found that it just were sharper, and it's just because you're not relying, you're not using your phone as a crutch, and you're actually using your brain and exercising your brain, and it's kind of like the equivalent of doing a puzzle, turning off your smartphone for a full 24 hours. It's amazing.
All right, here's a warning. Number two is a warning.
I know, more danger. More bad news related to technology. If you are a binge-watching fan of Netflix or any other type of streaming service, the bad news is, when you're watching Netflix, if that warning sign comes up that says, "Are you still watching?" that should be your cue to get up, walk around the room, stop binge-watching, because that means you've been binging for about 2 hours, and that is as long as doctors and health officials say you should actually be sitting without getting up. If you're on an airplane, don't sit for more than 2 hours. Car ride, same thing. The same rule applies for binge watching.
Yep. All right. Word to the wise is sufficient. So it said, number one, this is a cool story about NASA and who was front and center this past week.
This was definitely my favorite story of the week. NASA had a contest called hashtag message to Voyager, and they were looking for people to write the perfect tweet to be sent out to space to Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 as part of the golden record. Now, that is in case extraterrestrials somehow come across the Voyager, and this would be a message from the human beings to whomever is out in the universe. And so the winning tweet was announced by Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner. He went to NASA headquarters to open the winning envelope. He read the tweet, which he called beautiful. It is a beautiful tweet. The message is, "We offer friendship across the stars. You are not alone." And so then he gave the command to send the tweet 10 billion miles to reach Voyager 1.
Google expanding to Ghana and other places in Africa. Found that interesting this week. You had thought that they were everywhere, but they aren't. But they're trying to be. Technology in the focus. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.